the rest of the story. Generally speaking, for an individual to be committed to a mental health facility, that individual must either be dangerous or be unable to care for himself. Now again, generally speaking, obsessions, delusions, eccentric behavior, those are insufficient grounds. For example, a person may believe he's Napoleon. He may be completely normal in every respect except he thinks he's Napoleon. That is no reason to institutionalize him. The case we're about to discuss is not a hypothetical one. It involves a real person who for 56 years was absolutely convinced that he was Beethoven. In the community where he lived and worked, he was tolerated, not always warmly accepted. Children in the streets often made fun of him. On the other hand, there were those who confessed an inexplicable fondness for the strange, ragged fellow. In the town where he lived, his eccentricity was passed off as eccentricity. But one day he decided that he was going to visit an acquaintance who just happened to live in a nearby community. Somebody should have warned this friend of his that he was coming, but nobody did. He managed to make the trip without incident, and yet almost as soon as he arrived in town, he was observed behaving strangely. He dressed strangely. A policeman approached him and questioned him, and the visitor then introduced himself as composer Ludwig von Beethoven, and he was promptly escorted to jail. Now remember, insanity in itself is insufficient justification for incarceration. So the charge, for lack of a better one, was vagrancy. To the bewilderment of the stranger, it was a nightmare. Back home, nobody had ever challenged his identity. There he was always addressed as Mr. Beethoven. There people seemed to understand that when he walked the streets howling some off-key tune at the top of his lungs, he was merely composing a great symphony or some such. And as for the clothing, well, wasn't he dressed the way a great 19th century composer should be dressed? To the local police, living very much in the real world, the answer was an emphatic no. And if they were threatening his delusion by suggesting that he was not Beethoven, that was just too bad. Meanwhile, their prisoner was distinguishing himself as the noisiest that anybody could remember. Even from his cell, he ranted and raved and demanded to see his friend. At last, weary of the midnight commotion, police acquiesced, summoned the friend from his home nearby. "You can have him," they said, "just keep an eye on him." The friend forced a smile and said that he would try. And yet, when he awakened next morning, fully expecting to find his eccentric visitor in the guest bedroom, he discovered instead that the man who thought he was Beethoven was somewhere out there on the loose again. Gone out for an early morning walk, got lost, was what he had done. Timidly peering into the windows of homes, attempting to ask directions, was what he was doing. And yes, despite protests that he was the world-famous genius, the shabby stranger was arrested again, this time for being a peeping Tom. You know that he was not. But what would you do with a man? You wouldn't really lock him up, would you? You'd want to let him return home to familiar surroundings where people simply accepted his eccentricities. And after all, his work was not yet finished. He had yet to complete 2 piano sonatas and 5 string quartets and his 9th symphony and much more. You see, the man who thought he was Beethoven was. Now you know. The rest of the story.